Austrian President Alexander van der Bellen is in Prague for his first official visit to the Czech Republic since taking office in January of this year. The former Green Party leader arrived by train, which was several minutes late, pulling into Prague's main railway station, inadvertently highlighting one of the key issues on the agenda of the upcoming talks, the need to improve road and rail links between the two neighbour states. Daniela Lazarová asked Jan Kovář from the Prague Institute of International Relations about the main sticking points in bilateral relations today.
Nuclear power is obviously a long-standing issue between the two countries, which fortunately for us is not that hot topic today. On the other hand, as you mentioned, infrastructure. This is a crucial issue for both countries, especially for the Czech Republic. We are for a long time, we're not unable to complete the highway connection from Brno to Vienna or from České Budějovice to Linz. So this is an important issue, and it also relates to general bilateral economic cooperation between the countries because, you know, transportation infrastructure is one of the preconditions of successful economic cooperation.
We said those were the two sticking points in relations. What is the state of Czech-Austrian relations at present?
Well, it's a bit better than it used to be, let's say 10 or 15 years ago. So today I would see the relations as rather stable, despite the fact that there are still some differences between the two countries, especially when we speak about nuclear energy, but also other issues. So I would say that today the relations between the two countries are rather stable, and they are not really marked by any huge differences that would undermine mutual cooperation.
The two countries, as you said, enjoy traditionally good ties. Have relations cooled because President Miloš Zeman openly supported van der Bellen's rival in the election, saying that he simply did not like the Greens?
Well, he actually openly supported the other candidate, Norbert Hofer, for presidency. But I'm not really sure whether this has really cooled down the relations, because President van der Bellen is, let's say, very well intellectual person who can very easily overcome such attacks from Czech president. So I don't really think this is a huge impact. This has a huge impact on Czech-Austrian relations, rather symbolic one, and also Austrian president knows that politics are done by the government here and not by the president, which makes it a bit easier because the government office has not in any way supported either of the candidates or attacked van der Bellen.
Jan Kovář from the Prague Institute of International Relations talking there to my colleague Daniela Lazarová.